Deshaun Watson has not thrown a regular season pass since the 2024 season, and pick 218, quarterback 33, is not a bet on the passer he used to be. It is a bet on a repaired Achilles in a quarterback competition, and this episode is going to be honest about how little either one has been settled.
There is no season to grade, and we will not invent a fantasy line for one that did not happen. Watson tore his right Achilles late in 2024, re-ruptured it, and underwent a second surgery, and spent all of 2025 on the physically unable to perform list without taking a snap. That is the file, a full year missed on the second surgery to the same tendon. The career stated without numbers because the numbers would mislead. He was a franchise quarterback in Houston who forced a trade to Cleveland, and then a diminished, frequently hurt version of himself across three injury-shortened Brown seasons before the Achilles took the fourth. Whatever he is in 2026, the last time he resembled the Houston player was a long time ago, and we are not going to pretend a per-game average from that era forecast this one.
The pattern beat has to abstain, and the abstention is the honest answer. Our injury recovery cohort conditions on players who got through a shortened season of 10 games or fewer, a zero-game year has no row for the math to hold. Our rushing floor rule needs a top six fantasy season, which he has not produced in years. Every tool we trust needs recent production, and he has given the league none. The library is silent here on purpose.
Muffed!
So the situation is everything, and it is a knee and a depth chart. Cleveland cleared him to return in April, per the club. By early July, per the beat, he was back in the building throwing with his own coaches and calling himself fully healthy and ready, reporting not results. The staff turned over completely. Kevin Stefanski left for Atlanta, and Todd Monken took over as head coach and play caller. The quarterback room is a two-man competition with last year's rookie, Shedeur Sanders, and the league sense, per multiple reports, leans Watson, driven less by the tape than by the contract, which the Browns restructured again in March into a number that makes him effectively immovable, and therefore likely to get the first look. Dylan Gabriel is the clear third.
The price, quarterback 33 at pick 218. Our verdict, no call. Formally, because a call requires evidence, and the only evidence that matters here has not happened yet. A clear knee and pads and a named starting job. Both will resolve in public, and quickly. The caveat we will state plainly. He is throwing, he is favored by the money to win the job, and if he opens the season as Cleveland's starter, quarterback 33 is cheap for any starting quarterback. And if the Achilles or the rookie says otherwise, it is a bench arm at a bench price. This is a bet on a return, not on a resume.
Do on Heston Kin.
Watch the camp reps first, whether he is cleared for full teamwork and taking it with the starters, then the naming of the job, and whether the arm looks anything like his old self when the pads come on. The talent question was answered years ago. The knee and the Q are the only ones left. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.